Brett Chappell Show. Pisgah Sports Talk with Voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, and Pisgah Head Coach Brett Chappell. Live from Jukebox Junction on Highway 276 at the Red Light. Brought to you this morning by Hometown Hardware, Smathers & Smathers, Attorneys at Law, Southeastern Sports Medicine, Pitts Accounting Services, and Haywood Regional Medical Center. Join us every Saturday, all season long.
Live from the Jukebox Junction Cafe here in Bethel, North Carolina, it's the Brett Chappell Show, along with head football coach at Pisgah, head coach football at Pisgah, Brett Chappell. This is Chad Upton. Last night, Pisgah losing to a very good Greenville, Tennessee team, one of the best teams I think that we might would ever see. And coach, I know that you got to feel pretty good, though, coming out of last night, because we saw a lot of good things with regard to this team. We talked about those things all night. I thought that we did a lot of good things on both sides of the ball, and your kids battled all the way throughout, quarter one all the way up to the very end, and still showed some things that got to give you a lot of hope going down the road as we begin conference play real soon now.
You know, as we were looking at it, obviously on film and looking at some things, the big thing for me was we knew there were going to be some really good matchups, individual matchups, but we also felt like that there were going to be some places that they were just better than us, had a little bit better people. So we knew we were going to have some breaks going in, but I was really looking forward to seeing those matchups last night, especially up front. And I thought that we did a pretty good job, especially the second half all the way up into the fourth quarter. I thought as the game went along, we got stronger. Looking at some of the stats this morning, we had 247 yards of total offense, had 15 first downs, obviously had the one touchdown pass. But the defense is where I was probably the most pleased at. In the first half, we gave up 379 yards of offense and 24 points. But the second half, we cut that margin in half. We only gave up 173 yards of offense in that second half. We gave up 16 first downs in the first half and only 7 in the second half. So I thought we played much better defensively. Coach Rogers and his staff made a few adjustments to try to help us out a little bit. And like I said, I thought we got stronger as the game went along. Would have loved to have seen another quarter in there. But obviously there were some really good things coming out of that game for us to work on, to look at things that we need to get better at. But, overall, you never want to be satisfied with a loss, but I was certainly proud of the way our kids battled. And, I think we got some things that can help us later down the road, and that was why we scheduled that game.
When you go back and you look at your week in preparation and the kinds of things that you guys did, was it a little harder to get a good look on, or were you still able to do the things that you typically do using the systems that you've got in place now to be able to get the information? You have to make some phone calls to try to get the information you wanted.
I tell you, one of the most difficult things for us this week, and I feel like it's something that we do a really good job of, is game preparation, getting our kids ready, making sure they get the right looks that they need, so we can perform at a better level on Friday nights. And we weren't able to have practice on Monday, so we were already a day behind in game prep stuff. So that was a little bit of a hurdle to try to get over. We had to go some longer practices on Tuesday, Wednesday, and even Thursday, which is usually a little bit of a shorter practice for us, just trying to make sure that we were ready to go. And, I think for the most part we were. I'm certainly would have liked to have had that Monday game prep time.
Right.
Because, again, I think that's one thing that our team benefits from is, the time spent by the coaches on the weekends getting everything ready and making sure we've got everything set coming in on Monday. And then when you get to school and you get dismissed at 12 o'clock and they tell you can't have practice, that becomes frustrating. And I certainly understand why, we did that as a school system. But it just makes it a little bit harder on us trying to get ready for that Friday night game.
Did you think about things a little bit differently last weekend? Saturday morning you guys start preparing. Did you think about things a little bit differently with the hurricane coming?
We started looking at that weather probably later in that week that we played RS Central, just kind of seeing where we were at. We felt like we were going to have some issues, but we also knew we were going to be on a turf field for most of the practices that week, didn't have any home soccer matches. And unfortunately, we missed a day. That's about as easy as I can say it. We missed a day. They didn't. They had that game prep time that we didn't. But again, that was, you look at the things that happened last night, could have affected the game early. Obviously, the outcome, no. I'm not going to sit here and say that by no means. But you want to make sure you got your kids ready to be in a place to be successful, and that's a little frustrating as a coach when you're trying to get that done on a short week.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
The first county hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center, has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1929. With a Joint Commission and chest pain accredited hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and a hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physicians' practices ensuring every aspect of your health is covered. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Coach, certainly we'll talk more details about what we saw last night, but again, things a little bit differently as you talked about in terms of preparation and in terms of the, how you deal with game day too. Can you talk a little bit about the ride over and the things that you guys had to make happen before you got there, as well as how we traveled last night as really a community was really solid too?
You know, the big thing for me is you're talking about the changes that we had to make travel-wise. Obviously, we had to leave earlier. You know, first time this year that we've left before school was out. Had Long's Chapel come in and do the devotion and pack food for us. We ended up going down 40. Once we got into Tennessee, we stopped at the rest area and ate packed lunches that Long's Chapel had fixed for us. Actually got a chance to meet another team down there that had come up to play Cosby last night in Happy Valley. 2A school out of Eastern Tennessee and right in around Johnson City, and had a chance to see them and talk with those coaches, so that was pretty neat last night. But everything just kind of got bumped up. Also, we had to take, you know, more buses, you know, pack and travel was different, all of those things. But really, really proud of our community last night. We really did a good job filling the stands, and they stayed to the end. I know I talked to the principal from Greenville last night after game, and he was very surprised at the money that they made last night, at the size of the crowd. And, you know, I mentioned to him, I said, do you feel like you'll be able to do the same thing coming to us? And he said, we certainly hope so. But just thought it was a really good crowd, certainly very appreciative of our people who traveled. Great atmosphere for a ball game, nice stadium that they had, and it was a good night. Probably the only negative thing that I can say is I'm not quite sure that their officials over there know what holding is. They were, but it was both ways. They were good both ways. I don't feel like we had one way that was worse than the other. But man alive, it was a very physical ball game, no doubt about it.
We talked about that during the game, well, actually in the pregame, and what I said was I understand that, you know, there's a federation set of rules, and so the things that we're doing here are the same things that they're doing in Utah. It doesn't really matter, but in terms of interpretation as you go from state to state was something I was curious to see. The other thing I think, too, was what was it that a certain group or perhaps a state has emphasized for that year? And we've talked about that. A lot of times that goes around the safety things, and targeting has been one of the biggest things that we hear about North Carolina. But I was curious as to see what their interpretation of rules would have been.
You know, over there, at least last night, they were really harping on uniform, which we were fine with. They pulled out, I think, number 11, a good receiver for theirs a couple of times.
Yeah.
So their pants weren't below his kneecaps. And they really harped on that before the game. Another something that I haven't dealt with either is we had a called game administration meeting at 7:05 with both head coaches, principals, SROs, talking about sportsmanship and all those things. And I'd not been a part of one of those before. Mm-hmm. That was a little bit different. But again, it was, a really great atmosphere to play a ball game. I know we talked to Coach Danny Bentley, who's over there, grad, and he made the comment, which made me feel really good. He said, Coach, we've not been hit like that in 3 years. He said that was as physical a ball game as we've played. He said, I'm not sure we'll get hit like that the rest of the season. So from that aspect of, certainly makes us feel good about going over there and putting that kind of a product on the field. It was a very physical ball game. But a good thing for us is, you know, we came out healthy. I know they had a couple of injuries mm-hmm. they were dealing with, but, you know, that's who Pisgah High School is. That's the thing that we've always been known for here. And even in the way, you know, we lost the game last night, I thought our kids continued to battle all the way through. You know, all the way to the very end. And, you know, I ended up calling timeout right there before mm-hmm. the clock ran mm-hmm. out. And, you know, here's the thing. If we're going to travel that far, we're going to make sure we get as much out of that as we can. We need to be put in a situation where we got a long field goal that we got to try to make right there at the end. And, you know, that's why we did that.
Don't you think that there's a lot of similarities between that community and the importance of football in that community and our community, too?
You know, I think so. Obviously, you know, the difference that you see in that school, that's a city school.
Yeah.
So those guys are able to recruit and bring in county kids.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
Coach Ballard had even mentioned that. He said, Coach, he said, we got kids that are not in our district here that come in here because we're a city school and we can allow that to happen. So, you know, there are some kids that were playing with those guys, you know, that were in Greene County or Greenville. I think it's Greene County.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
But actually weren't in the city district. So they have different rules and how they do things in Tennessee. But certainly a really good football team. I know he feels good about where they're at. Obviously, his son lived up to the billing that I thought he would, you know, be. And up front, they were good as well. And, you know, very solid football person.
Yeah, back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
In challenging tax times, you should have the best qualified tax advisor you can find. Talk to Lewis Pitts, an enrolled agent, the highest credential the IRS awards. Enrolled agents have unlimited practice rights. They are unrestricted as to which taxpayers they can represent, what types of tax matters they can handle, and which IRS offices they can represent clients before. Lewis Pitts Tax and Accounting Services, I-40 Exit 33 on Newfound Road, 648-1625.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Back this morning with the Brett Chappell Show, and again, Coach is talking a little bit about that team. First of all, we'll start offensively. The quarterback play was outstanding. We made a lot of comparisons last night to Zach in terms of the kind of quarterback he was. Not a real, you know, tall kid, but very accurate with his throws. Obviously had the arm strength. He also had the touch on the deep balls downfield. And I thought his receivers did a good job of running routes and again, making those big catches, because you know he's not underhanding it to those guys. He's throwing it pretty good, and a lot of times they were, you know, some quick hitters and that kind of thing, not too far away from him. And he has really solid receivers. I'll tell you, I was just as impressed with I believe it was the Goddard kid. He had that big body and caught everything that was thrown to him. And we kind of felt like that, you know, he's the kind of kid that you might be seeing playing on Saturdays in Division I next year. But had a lot of, first of all, they had a lot of talent up front. And it really started off with their ability to protect their quarterback and the quarterback's ability to make things happen with all the talent that he had. And he's probably as good as we'll see, isn't he?
You know, like you mentioned, a lot of comparisons. I know I talked with Chuck Fieberness earlier in the week on our interview for the radio show on Wednesday, and we actually talked about that. A lot of comparisons with Zach and how he played and how, you know, the Ballard kid played last night. And, you know, probably the thing that stands out, a good manager of the game. But again, he's the head coach's son.
Mm-hmm.
So he's heard that conversation numerous times at the supper table about how he wants to get things done. And, you know, he just he did things the right way. Obviously, everything for them starts up front. Great size up front.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 305 pounds on one side, 300 on the other side. I mean, it was, I think they ended up averaging close to 280 pounds across mm-hmm. the front, which, you know, obviously an advantage to them. But, you know, when we were fresh and we had our big boys in there, I thought we handled our own pretty good. I thought the matchup with the running backs and the linebackers, mm-hmm. you know, they took advantage of it a couple of times. I thought we, you know, we didn't make those one-on-one plays that we needed to, and obviously in the back end, you know, we struggled on some matchup problems as well. But, you know, just very proud of our kids for continuing to fight. You know, I thought our special teams, for the most part, was pretty good. Had some good kickoff returns last night when we got a chance to. Obviously, our kicker putting it in end zone and coming out of the 20 numerous times last night. But had two really good kickoff returns, one by Chase and one by Eden Ferguson. It was really good. Colton had the two-point conversion, you know, off of the bad snap for the extra point. And I thought Cam's punts were good last night.
Yeah.
Especially having 23 back there deep. You know, he was a concern in trying to kick away from him. And, you know, I just – on those things, and we knew they had to go our way and we had to play some field position, I think, probably once or twice. Good field position, but for the most part, I think we did pretty good with that in making them go a longer distance.
And you talked a lot about this, I think, too, I'm sure, after the game last night with your kids, you know, not quitting to the very end. Really, two of our best drives and two of our best possessions were the last two possessions that we had. The second to last we were able to score on, I thought the ball that that Cam caught on both ends, both the throw and the catch, was outstanding. I thought we ran the ball real well in that particular drive, too, to get us downfield and give us a chance. And, again, saw the same things with giving chance to Shalladay getting a few carries right there too. So again, you know, going back and looking at offensively, we saw a lot of good things, and again, the comparisons between where we started the season and where we are right now offensively too are what strike me. And again, you got to feel good about that being parlayed out into success as we go into this conference schedule starting next week.
Absolutely. And I think people need to understand too, these scores that we had last night, you know, the 8 points, that was not on subs. I mean, that was still,
yeah,
everybody's ones were still in. You know, they were still getting after it, and I knew that about Coach Ballard. I knew kind of how he was going to do things, and he needed to get into some fourth quarter games and get his kids into those, and I knew he would hold them as long as he could, and you know, certainly did that. But again, I thought, just like what you mentioned, I thought we got better, especially in that second half and going through that fourth quarter, and I thought we finally started to wear on them just a little bit. Would have loved to have seen another quarter.
Yeah, yeah, and see what kind of the outcomes would be if we'd have gone that direction. You know, you mentioned this too, coming out of last night, both in terms of stamina and the shape that our kids were in. I thought that our kids were in good shape. Again, all the way through the fourth quarter, you didn't really see us really just getting worn down as much as you might would expect, and I'm sure against a lot of other teams that they might would play. And on the injury front, came out of last night in pretty good shape too. You should have some other guys getting back pretty soon as well.
You know, we hope so. We didn't have Zeke again last night. We had held him out. Tyson's supposed to go in this week for another appointment to check on him. We did get Christian Kermeens released on Tuesday to start practicing with us. He actually dressed last night. He won't play next week, but, you know, we're hopeful that once we get through this bye week in 2 weeks, that we will be as full strength as we've been all year, you know, because we hadn't had Christian at all. So it's the first time getting him. And obviously Zeke's been out since Tuscola game, and so has Tyson. So, you know, we're hopeful that we're going to start getting some of these back in. We hope Zeke's good. He can go this week, you know, getting ready for Polk County, obviously undefeated team coming in. So we need to try to have everything that we can. And we ended up holding him last night just to give him one more week to heal. But, again, just getting ready for Polk County. We'll do that this morning. And, like I said, good team coming in, undefeated. Coach Aulis back down there at Polk County, took some time off and went into South Carolina at T.O. Hanna and decided to come back to North Carolina. And, you know, he's got things turned around again, and they're winning ball games.
Don't you think that, though, you know, against the kind of team speed that we saw last night and how – you know, successful that team is and was, don't you think that's going to be a situation where as we go through the season that everything else is likely going to perhaps seem to us a little bit slower, the game comes to us perhaps a little bit easier, and when you get into November, you know, you're likely not going to see a lot of teams even in the playoffs that were as good as that team last night. It's got to be a positive thing for your kids, don't you think, going into November after playing a team like that?
Hey, you know, the good thing for me coming out of it and looking back on it already is I'm glad we saw a team of that caliber this early. I think it was a little bit of a shell shock to us to see South Point in the playoffs and not really have facing that before, that type of a team. Seeing that early now like this, I think can only make us better as we go along. you know, I had some kids talking last night and said, Coach, these guys are coming to us next year. Mm-hmm. I said, yeah, they are. And I said, you know what? I said, they only had three or four seniors. I said, so they're bringing just about everybody back with them. So, you know, again, you try to look at the positives with it and how can it help your team. And I certainly think that it can. I certainly think we can take a lot from it. I think we will be very battle-tested, especially to help us even as soon as next week. You know, obviously with Polk County, we're going to face some teams that's going to give us some matchup problems, but I don't think we'll see as many matchup problems as what maybe we saw last night.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Haywood Regional Medical Center is committed to providing the highest quality care possible, along with the expertise and leading-edge technology you expect at larger hospitals, all conveniently close to home. As part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospital. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Get great results in your fall paint and staining projects. Choose Valspar and Cabot from Hometown Hardware and save $10 a gallon with mail-in rebate. All Orca coolers in stock, 10% off. Get a 4-cubic-foot steel wheelbarrow for $34.99. Better buys at your box alternative. Hometown Hardware with 3 convenient locations. And now call 828-ILOVE-HH.
Real quickly, a few scores in 2A from last night. Moreau went over Forest Hills 67-40. East Lincoln 22-6 over East Gaston. Mount Pleasant a winner over East Rowan 50-8. RS Central had a win over South Caldwell 23-14. Hickory 33-10 over Bandys. Shelby, again, what I have is them winning very late, and I think that game was overtime, 20-17 over Kings Mountain. Had Patton over East Rutherford 28-21. Again, we talked just a little bit about Polk, and we'll talk some more about them in just a moment. They won 42-0. I've also got a High Brighton, a winner over Newton Conover late in that game, 18-17. And then Ford beating up on St. Stephens 55-34. You know, real quickly, before we get into Polk County, you know, we know High Brighton's going to be really good, and we're likely going to see them down the road. South Point won, again, pretty big last night, too. But both High Brighton and Shelby with some really interesting scores, I think, last night. So, again, things are going to get interesting as we head a little bit closer down to November and start thinking about playoff time. But, again, we're getting ready for Polk County this week, and they're going to have a lot of athletes, too. But they certainly likely are not going to have the kind of depth that we saw last night, too. And that's got to be an advantage for us, I think.
I hope so. You know, obviously we'll get in there and be able to watch some film and stuff this morning. Kind of see where those guys are at.
Have you seen anything yet?
They've played some common opponents. They played RS Central. So we actually have that film. So we've seen them a little bit already. I know they do have a really good quarterback. Overholt's the last name. We've been hearing that name down there probably for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
So it's another one of those kids coming through. I know Jamie Thompson, who was the head coach, has moved back to being the defensive coordinator. Of course, Bruce coming back in, being the offensive guy and the head coach again. So those guys had a lot of success when they were together before Coach Ollis left. And, you know, obviously they've got some things turned around right now. Kids are believing in what they're doing, you know, based off of what they did last year. I think they were under 500 team last year, and they're sitting here at 4-0 right now. So, again, it's going to be a really good matchup. I expect with their record the way it is, I'm hopeful that they will travel well. Should be a good Friday night football game, and certainly a very important one for us as we try to get ready for conference play.
You talked to someone about what they do on the other side of the ball. What kinds of things have you seen so far defensively from them?
You know, they got a couple of big, tall kids in the back end, in the secondary. Certainly we're concerned with that. Up front, got a couple of good kids up front with good size. Linebackers, they seem to be long, taller kids. And you mentioned, I know they dropped down to 1A from 2A to 1A, so their numbers have gotten a little bit smaller. But, you know, still some really good talent down there. And, of course, again, you know, they've got you almost say they've got the band back together.
Right,
You know, with the coaches and stuff, and they're back rolling again.
So when you go back and just at this point, I know you haven't had a chance to think about it, you know, when you were building this non-conference schedule and trying to put everything together, and people need to understand how much work it was to get that game that we had last night, and trying to work on so many things over the course of, I guess it was over the wintertime and lasting even into last season. But how do you feel about that at this point?
You know, as you go back and look at it and certainly have some conversations, and we'll continue some, we didn't drive past Mountain Heritage, who played Hayesville last night, and we didn't drive past Mitchell, who played a home school out of South Carolina last night,
right,
because we thought Greenville, Tennessee was going to be easier. We called those guys and tried to get those games, and they didn't want to play. You know, they had other teams that they wanted to play instead of us. You know, so we would have liked to have not had to travel 2 hours to go play a game. But I will say this, I do think it is going to help us. It was nice to be able to go to a new place and to see that. But we've got to have a little bit more help here in Western North Carolina when we're doing scheduling. Obviously, this MAC conference is 9 teams, so it's more difficult there. But when you've got 2 16-team conferences, our conference in the Western Highlands, we've got to be able to get more games with each other. And Polk County stepped up. You know, we got Polk County
right,
on there.
Right.
But nobody else. And I called all of them. Nobody else wanted to play. And Franklin has run into the same thing.
Right.
So Franklin got Owen on the schedule, and that's it for them. So we've got to do a better job conference to conference wise in trying to set up some non-conference stuff to not have so much travel.
Yeah.
You know, not put the kids on the road so much.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Smathers and Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud to sponsor the Brett Chappell Show. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers and Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to pardeehospital.org.
Coach, before I forget about this, what was the circumstance, do you think, that led to them only having 2 or 3 seniors on that team? How does that happen?
You know, that's a good question. Obviously, with Coach Ballard's son being a junior, and they were very junior heavy,
yeah,
it makes you think they've been putting this team together for a
sure,
while.
Sure, sure.
You know, with them being, and I say young, I mean, juniors have still got another year of playing time coming up next year, but he feels really good about this team. I asked him Friday morning when we talked. I said, how do you compare it with teams you had? And he said, Coach, they're very similar to the team we had in 10-11 when we won back-to-back state championships. And, you know, they've redone some classifications over there. They're in their new year as well. And they lost some of their Knoxville schools that had been roadblocks for them.
Right.
And they bumped up to 5A. And
right.
He feels like they've got a pretty good path if they can stay healthy. So, you know, certainly we wish them the best as they go through it, and only makes us look better the farther that they can go. So, and Murphy the same way. You know, the 2 losses we've had, 2 really good programs that I can see making some, you know, big-time noise in the playoffs.
So going into Polk County next week, going into the bye week after that, at this point I ask you this usually every year, but do you still have things that you've got to put in at this point, or in terms of the overall picture, in terms of the season? Have you got most everything in that you would want to put in at this point?
You know, we've got most everything in, but you're going to add wrinkles as you go along. Obviously, as you watch film and you see what somebody else does, creates, even watching college games on Saturdays.
Yeah.
You know, there are some things you see that you like that you say, no, we might be able to do that. You know, kind of draw them up, see if it's something that worked with your personnel. And
right.
Put them in and use them during practice. You know, those type of things. You know, we saw Greenville run a reversal.
Right.
But I thought we played pretty well.
Right, you did.
At home and played well. And, you know, again, those things will change from week to week. But as far as the base stuff that we've got in, pretty solid on it. Again, we'll have a few wrinkles here or there. But for the most part, we're you know, we're pretty good with what we got in.
And real quick, JV-wise, again, JV's had a bye last week. They'll play this week at Polk County before having another bye, but they'll be back on track this week, too. So did you take any of your JV kids with you last night that
we
you
did.
Wouldn't?
We took, as a matter of fact, we took 12 JV kids last night with us. We dressed 54 kids last night, which is the most we've dressed since I've been here.
Yeah.
Really good for them in practice this week, those 12 that we brought up. Got in and practiced against the varsity the whole week, and that was really good, and I think that'll help those guys as well as we move forward with their season.
Of course, they'll be on the road this week at Polk County. We'll be at home. Homecoming week this week, 6:30 be our airtime with the Black Bear Cafe preview, 7 o'clock game call. We'll be right back here next Saturday morning at 8 a.m. with the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.